The All County League got up and running last week and another round of fixtures on this weekend. First of all, before we look at the games and get your verdict on the games that are down this week, especially the ones in Division 1, looking at last weekend, I suppose most games went along predictable lines, did they?
Well, I would say they probably did. There'll be one or two, maybe wee surprises, maybe what the way that maybe Clonmacnoise kind of, as I say, dismantled Dunlow almost, you know. That would have been a kind of a wee bit of a surprise at the way, you know, especially the margin in the victory for Clonmacnoise. Now, I do expect Clonmacnoise indeed at home all year to be fairly strong. You know, they're a good home team. But it's just probably the manner that Dunlow maybe collapsed in the second half. Probably will be worrying for themselves. Now, you know, apart from the leg of there, I know the New Connell Kilcarry game was always going to be a very close game. New Connell, probably the better team for 55 minutes, even with Kieran Thompson sent off in the middle of the first half. But Kilcarry stole it then, as such, nearly with a goal with about 3 or 4 minutes to go, and pushed on with 2 points afterwards to clinch the victory. You know, so probably apart from that, you know, you had your normal business with the likes of I suppose the whole weekend had Kilcarry, Gidor and Union with 2 victories, which was probably, you know, it's your normal kind of a normal business, as I say, at the top of the table. You know, the bottom of the table, then you know what the three teams that had the 2 losses. You had Milford, Dunlow, and Ballyshannon. You know, the likes of Milford would be disappointed with the start, probably, even though, like, obviously they're difficult games. You know, they're away to Gidor in the first game, and home to Unions. I mean, it's very difficult to get points up, but I think a start for the likes of Milford, you know, they had a good start last year and it kind of set them up for the year. Like, when you're chasing games early, you know, you're maybe under a wee bit of pressure then to get points. You know, Ballyshannon, Dunlow, the same, no victories. So teams that didn't get anything out of the weekend, they would like to kind of kick-start this weekend and try and get something, Tom. For the other teams then, getting one victory and one defeat, you know, they're quite happy just to kind of be up and running.
We spoke to John Harn and to Manus Boy last week, and they made the point, you know, that the league was kind of divided into two, a top five and a bottom five, and the top five were Gwydor, Kilcarry, St. Junans, probably Niamh Connell and Glenswilly, and the rest were into that. St. Michael's probably in the middle ground.
Yeah.
Is that how you see it?
Well, possibly, but I mean, you know, it can change a lot. I know we do kind of say that every year, that there is a kind of a top tier and a lower tier, but, you know, it may be kind of panning out that way, maybe even already, you know, even after 2 games as such, you know. But I think, you know, the other teams, you know, the bottom tier as such, as we call it, those teams, you know, will target home games, you know, to try and get their victories on their own patch and try and stay mediocre. And if they're staying middle of the ground, they'll be quite happy. But I know it can be a bit worrying looking at it, that, you know, you have the same every year. But it's very hard to kind of come up with a solution, as I say, to rectify that either, you know. I think when they set everything out this year with the leagues and everything, I think they came up with probably the best plan to retain it the way it was, you know. But I think it's up to these other teams probably to step up too. And the other thing I think is very difficult too, probably for all teams, is the fitness side of it. You know, how far do you drive players, or how fit do you get players at this time of year? I mean, we're April and it's going to be September before they're playing championship football. So the likes of teams that are looking for points early, the likes of your teams that target points early, the likes of your Milford, maybe Dunlow, Eirua team, the Clonmacnoise teams that are looking to get early points to try and consolidate themselves maybe in the middle of the year, it's very difficult for them, because, I mean, all teams now are at a level they nearly have to maintain it from April on, have to maintain a fitness and then up it slightly then come maybe August or so, you know. So I think it's difficult for these lower teams even to kind of get out of that position, you know.
And probably with the new format as well now, where we're going to go, what, 5 or 6 weeks, you know, April has been dedicated to club football, and we're going to have games over consecutive weekends. Again, bigger, stronger panels are going to come to the fore, I'm sure, because fellas are going to pick up knocks on one thing or another.
Absolutely. It's all going to be doing with pounds, especially the likes of April now, because there's games just go every week, you know, two last weekend, the game, and you have your county players all the time. And it's probably a worrying time for Declan too, you know, possibly losing. You know, he might lose a player or two, which is vital to him. But panels, big panels is the thing now. You know, obviously the likes of Unions, New Connell, Kilcarrig, Eddore, all have panels, you know what I mean, whereas the likes here, maybe Eruo coming into it, maybe Milford from last year, Dunlow, maybe panel-wise, you know. It is difficult for teams, you know, because if you lose players, you're under pressure week in, week out, you know. Mm. So, I mean, I know Barry Doherty has said he's quite happy to keep playing even after the Stara games you know, such finished up. And I know New Connell will be the same, a couple other teams, Unions would be quite happy. But it is easier for teams when they have a panel, you know, obviously to play away. But for lesser teams, losing players and, you know, and playing without county players is a bigger issue, you know.
It has all the appearances, and obviously we'll know how it pans out this year with this new format of where we're now going to play the league come to a completion or close to a completion before we play the championship. We're going to have all these games now in April, maybe five or six rounds before the middle of May. It all points again maybe that, like a lot in the GA, all the rules and all the changes are made to the advantage of the stronger.
Yeah, possibly, all right. Possibly it does suit the like of that, all right. But, like, the thing is, I suppose no matter for the player who's not making the team, you know, and is pushing and is training hard all year, it's his chance as well. I mean, it's his chance to make his mark too, you know. So it has to benefit long run because, I mean, you have to rely on all these players that are coming in when county players are not there and everything, you know. So I think it has to be a good thing. And I think this format, I think, will work because, I mean, you're getting really, people have talked about in the last number of years, it would be a good thing if you just played league, put it out of the way. And then once you start championship, you know it's just championship straight through, you know. So this year we'll test it, and it'll be very interesting to see, I suppose, probably what players make of it too, but even managers and everything when they sit down afterwards and say, well, how did that work? But I think it will work.
Anyway, on to the weekend action. All the games tomorrow, what, there's five games tomorrow. We start with the champions, the double champions. They're at home tomorrow against Eruo Ballyshannon, up in the first division for the first time in 10 years.
That's right. It's a big thing for Ballyshannon, in fairness, you know. Every game's a big game for them, you know. And I suppose they started out on their first day down at Michael's, a difficult place to go, and held their own for long periods, ended up beat by around six or so. But I think, you know, from what I gather, played quite well. And I was at the game last week when they played their own club, Neve Connell, and, you know, would have deserved to get something out of it, in fairness to them. They were 6 points down at half-time. Turned around the second half, and in fairness, and played great football. You know, the big Drummond lad, Darren Drummond, was full forward. He's a real handful. Shane McGrath in the corner, David Dolan pulling his things around the middle. You know, I think that they're a very, you know, very, very strong physical team, and they'll definitely gain points at home. Now, and they were very unlucky last week against our boys. You know, our boys went up and kept me getting kicked a late score to win it. They had a time with 2 minutes before that they had a free in themselves, and they could have tried to work a score, and ended up one of their own lads touching on the ground, it free out, and we went up the pitch, as they say, and got the score. So they'll definitely be very annoyed about getting nothing out of last weekend, you know. Now then, it's of course very difficult going to Kilcarrig this weekend, Tom, you know. Kilcarrig have made the perfect start, two victories, beating Neve Connell first, and the second day out there, a home victory against Clonhilly, you know. So they're home again against Eruo, and I know it's hard to see anything but a home victory. They're home next week against Milford. So, I mean, it looks like kind of business as usual for Kilcarrig. You know, they've definitely made an impressive start. Even they don't have Ryan. Ryan's probably going to be out for another, Ryan McHugh, for another couple of weeks. But Kieran McGinley at midfield, like, even the day he played Neve Connell, like, was the standout man for me, you know. He's definitely very impressive.
He's a standout club player at midfield.
Without a doubt, you know.
Yeah.
And even young Matthew McLean was very impressive, I thought, too, and at wing forward that day. Of course, then Michael Higgerty's back training, so And knowing Michael, he's not going to be in bad shape no matter when he comes back. He'll always look after himself. So I think, you know, it points to nothing but a home victory this weekend. Ballyshannon definitely won't lie down. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. And they will hold their own for long periods, but I do expect Kilcare to push on.
St. Junan, as you mentioned, they also got off to a good start. Two wins last weekend, the home to Glenswilly and away to Milford. They're home to Clonealy, who got that good start last weekend.
Aye, even Clonealy got the big victory at home to Dunlop, but they went to Kilcare. They went to Kilcare then on the Sunday, and Kilcare, Paddy McBurdy had a goal scored within, I think, within 10 or 15 seconds. Now, a lot of teams would crumble with something like that straight away, especially a team coming straight from Division 2, but Clonealy held their own and pulled themselves together and put in a great performance. Ended up going down by 5 or 6 points, but were very impressive. You know, so I think that kind of that will definitely stand to them going forward.
They're without Jason McGee at the moment as well. I think he's
still without Jason McGee, which is a big loss to them. You know, but they've Kevin Mulhern there around the middle, and John Fitzgerald is a
good forward. A good forward.
I think he scored 2-4 against Dunlow. So he's quite impressive. But, you know, going to Kilcare last week, going to Unions this week, it's very difficult for them, you know. Like Unions got the two victories. I know they had a battle to get the victory against Milford, but pulled away at the end. But like with Ross Wardy back, Jamie Doherty from the Gaels, you know, their panel is just so strong. I mean, they could nearly have a second 15, maybe they would hold their own a lot of teams. So you would expect Unions on their home patch to get their third victory, Tom.
Milford, they're at home to St. Michael's tomorrow, and you mentioned that they would be disappointed not to get something out of their two games last weekend, even though it was away to Gweedore and home to St. Junan's. Can they turn the tables this weekend?
Well, they probably will, you know, target, you know, like all these teams have to target home games. You know, Michael's, they'll probably see they have a chance of beating Michael's, you know. Michael's had their one victory and one defeat last weekend, you know. You know, Milford kind of need to get points early days, you know, and I think they'll target this game. And, you know, I know Cam McGettigan was playing against Unions. I mean, they need everybody, Tara Black, they need everybody on song this weekend, I think, to get a victory. I mean, Michael's, I suppose, the first day out, were happy enough to get the home victory against Ballyshannon. They went down then to Glenswilly, like Michael Murphy and Big Neil was back in that. So, but on their day, of course, I mean, even Andrew Kelly, you know, he scored, I think it's maybe 3-5 or 3-4 in the first two games. He's on song for them. Michael Lang in the middle of the field, you know, Colin Anthony, Martin McElhenney, I mean, they're so strong when they're on song, you know. But I think that's going to be a difficult one to this weekend, you know, because Milford, I think, would be really up for that game. And I wouldn't be surprised if Milford actually got their first points this weekend, just from pure needing of them more than anything else, you know.
Glenswilly, as you mentioned, had Michael Murphy back, and they also had Big Neil McGallagher back. A lot of people, well, certainly around Glenswilly, maybe from other clubs as well, but not so at this time of the year to see Neil Gallagher back. Obviously a huge boost to them as well. And they're at home to Dunlow tomorrow.
They're home to Dunlow tomorrow, like, you know. And I suppose on any days, be Championship or League, Dunlow always kind of hold their own, maybe with Glenswilly, you know. Now, this is a big test for them. This is a big test for them tomorrow. I mean, while she'd be delighted to have Big Neil back on song again, he's a huge player for them, you know. And the last weekend with a victory to, you know, at home to Michael's, like the two of them were the main go-to players as such, you know. You know, it's probably, you know, Dunlow's kind of backs to the wall stuff when you think of it. I think they were poor against Gidor at home too, you know. They kind of never looked like they were going to threaten Gidor as such. Gidor were always a couple of points ahead and couldn't kind of claw it back. I think Dunlow, you know, they don't have Corey Gallagher at the minute. Like, Corey's a big player for them. You know, when Corey plays at six, or, you know, if he plays middle of the field, he makes things happen. And I think for him at the minute, you know, he's a big loss to them, you know.
A big turnaround in Dunlow. Raymond, Adrian Sweeney. I know Raymond came on last week, and Sean Sharkey, a lot of experienced players kind of stepping back, not stepping away, but stepping back of it.
That's right. Well, it's difficult for them because, you know, with big players they got, Sean Sharkey and Adrian Raymond, boys like that, you know, it's hard to replace players like that too, you know. I know young Adam Neely's coming back, you know, from a cruciate injury, and Barry Curran is back playing for them. But, I mean, you know, they need everybody this weekend, you know, going down to Glen Swally. And, of course, next weekend they're at home to Unions, which is, you know, another huge game. So if you start losing points early on, it's very hard to get momentum then, you know.
Yeah.
Away to Glen Swally is going to be difficult. Big Neil Murphy, Copper, Kieran Bonner, you know, they're going to be strong. Kieran Kelly's back one well again. I think you'll be looking at a Glen Swally victory, but I think Dunlow, you know, need to have a performance this weekend. And even if it doesn't work out for them, at least it'll push them on.
Okay. Well, there's no doubting it. The big one is in Mahargallan tomorrow, Guidora and Niamh Connell, your own club.
That's right. Big game this weekend, Tom. I suppose the first two games, you know, Niamh Connell did have a few boys that weren't about, the likes of AJ Gallagher, Seamus Corcoran, Anthony Thompson. They were away, I think they were away stateside. But, you know, there are two performances. Probably against Kilcar, they played quite well, with a better team for most of it. And then, of course, we're just caught at the end. Now, against Ballyshannon, they played quite well in the first half. Maybe kind of let the guard down a bit in the second half, but I think they're quite happy to get the victory as such, you know. But Martin Regan, like, will definitely be looking for points this weekend down in Gidor. Very difficult place to go. You know, Mervyn O'Donnell, like, is in the second year now, and he'll be targeting not only league but championship, I think, this year too. I mean, he definitely has a panel of players. If they can gel together, I mean, there's no stronger panel, I think, about, if they can, as long as they can perform. It's probably hard to see past Gidor probably this weekend, probably because it's Niamh Connell they're playing. They're, you know, Gidor will be well up for it, but, you know, they have a lot of good players, you know, going well. The likes of Darrell Beale was going well last week. Owen McNeil has always kicked your scores. Kane Mulligan, I mean, they're very, very strong, very strong panel. I know Kieran Gillespie's out for the year. He's a big loss for them. And I still think, though, Gidor would be slightly too strong for Niamh Connell this weekend, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they need Leo, Brick, men like that, you know, to pull the string this weekend. But I have a feeling Gidor will just be that wee bit too strong, Tom.
Yeah. Are there signs that Gidor maybe are finally getting their act together and finally going to fulfil the potential that we all know is there, and people have been scratching their heads why they haven't maybe done it in the last couple of years?
Yeah. Well, I think after the under-21s, the big year, the under-21s last year, Tom, it has to kick them on, you know. You know, there's no reason why Gidor, you know, shouldn't be one in the championship, shouldn't be one in the league this year, you know. I mean, there's a bit of consistency more than anything else, you know. Gidor, we know the last couple of years, what about out of the championship, maybe at times when you didn't expect them to. But this year could be different for them, you know. And I think that after last year, Mervyn would have got the real feel for it. And I think this year, like, will be the year to test them. And, you know, but the thing is, you know, there's so many, you know, there's probably five or six teams there that are capable of actually nearly doing a double, one in the league and championship. So, you know, that's not easy for any of the managers trying to get a team right either, you know. But Mervyn will be, I think, even for this Sunday alone, anyway, he'll be going home to try and get a victory home to Newcastle.